We're on Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Gemara had a shaila whether Tumas HaTahom, if it's mutter by the Kohen. So a Kohen who makes the Korban Tamid, does he also have a din of Heter of Tumas HaTahom? Rabba said that it's a Kavachomer. If by Karbonos, like Pesach and Nozer, where Tuma Vadai, except Betzibur, but the Yochid is not Nidche, so by Korban Talmud, where Tuma is always Nidche, so Kol Shekein, that Tuma Satahom is also Nidche. The Nafkamina is, Lechore, if Tuma is the Chuya Betzibur, then if Tuma Satahom is not Mutter, so you have to look for a Kohen who's Tahar. It's only B'dieved. If you can't find a Kohen that's Tahar, you can make the Talmud Bituma. But if you hold that the Tzitz is Meratza, and Tumas HaTahom is Mutter Mamish, then you don't have to look around for a Kohen that's Tahar. That's enough to mean. So Morris says, "Midainina Kavachomer mihalacha." Do we learn Kavachomers from Halacha Moshe Misinai? For Tanya Omer Lo Rebbe Elezer, we see a case where we have a Halacha Moshe Misinai, and you can't learn Kavachomer from it. Where's the case? Rebbe Elezer said, Akiva, etzem kisaora halacha, revius dam kavachomer. The ein donim kavachomer me halacha. Right? Rebbe Akiva wanted to learn a kavachomer from etzem kisaora, that's metame nozer, and makes him start again, that a revius dam kavachomer should make him start again. And Rebbe Elezer told him, you can't do that. You can't learn a kavachomer from a halacha Moshe Misinai, because etzem kisaora we don't learn from a pasuk in the Torah. It's a special halacha Moshe Misinai. See Rashi, mehalacha kagon kever tumas hatahom halacha Moshe Misinai ben nozer v'osu pesach. We'll see in the end of the sugya that there's no makor for tumas hatahom except for halacha Moshe Misinai. Umi dainin kavachomer mehalacha, but tumas hatahom lo mishum speikum metamin la. The name of Gilui Milsum Afreya B'Almahi. We're not Matami him Mishafik. We're saying that that it's a special halacha that even though we know Lamafreya that he was Tameh, doesn't make a difference. Since at the time that he made the Korban Pesach he was Tumas HaTahom, it's Motor, the Tzitzis Meratza. Hashto Afilo Bavari Nitmu Nami, El Bishoshin Nitmu Hoysi Tumas HaTahom. Even if we know for sure he was Tameh, and as long as we know that at the time that he was Tameh, it was Tumas HaTahom, Shelo Hikr Bo Adam Me'olam Metarim Leikid L'Kamah. So that's a special halacha Moshe Misinai. It's not because of Safik Tumah that we're Metarim. It's Varai. And even if the Igloi Muslim Afreya that he was Tameh, it doesn't make a difference. The Rebbe Elezer would be Kivim Masechus Nozir. The Amrin Hossim, Revius Dan Ein HaNozir Megaleach HaMagal V'Yamasah. The Gemara says that, Revius Dam is not one of the things, even though it's Matami Ba'ohel, and it's Tumas Meis, but it's not the kind of Tumas Meis that a Nazir is Megaleach. Not everything that's Tame Tumas Meis affects a Nazir. And whatever Tumah Nazir is not Megaleach, a Kohen is not, Musar Olav, which is significant because Cherethi Kecholo, any metal objects that came in contact with a Meis, even the Ohla Meis, somebody died in the house, then all the metal objects for sure, and it could be all the Kalim Bechlau, except for Klicheris, are Tamei Avi Avo Satuma. So Tosus says in a few places, L'chor than a coin is not allowed to walk in anybody's house. There's Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, maybe there are Kalim there that had become at some point Tamei Tumas Meis. So the answer is that a Kohen is not Muzer on any Tumah that a Nazir is not Mikaleach. And a nozer is not Megaleach on what's called Cherethi Kechol. So that's the case, same thing over here. And a Kohen would not be Muzer on a Revius Dam, not to become Tummy to Revius Dam, even though Revius Dam is Metami Ba'olam. It's mamish like a mace. Revius of a Dam is considered like the mace, but the Gabi Nozer, it's not considered Tumas Mace that he has to start again. The Komer Rabbi Akiva Kavachomer, Uma Etzim Kesora Shei Metami Adam Ba'olam. Etzim Kisor is not Matami Ba'ol, only Benegia. HaNozer Megaleach Al Magor V'Amasor, but a Nozer is Megaleach if he comes in contact with an Etzim Kisorah. Revius Dam, Shematami Odom Ba'ol, and you'll deem shanozim megaleich al magov amasa. Or I'm Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, etzim kisora shanozim megaleich al magov amasa halach lomosh misinai. The ain kosu batora. Or Rabbi Yishtah matabol lil modin and abakal v'chomer. The ain don in kal v'chomer me halacha elami dovra kosu batora. The whole halacha of kal v'chomer is only for what's it called, for things that are written in the Torah. It's Yud Gimel Mido Shatora Nidreshes Bohen. But not Shatora Shabal Pez Nidreshes Bohen. Only Torah Shabichsav. So Rashi somewhere else says that it's not only Kal V'chomer. It's any one of the Yud Gimel Midos. You don't learn a Gzeres Shoveh either from Halacha L'mosh Misina. Not just the Kal V'chomer. Some learn it's Stavka Kal V'chomer. We'll see in 1 second, the Gemara seems to be not like that. But Rashi learns it's any one of the Yud Gimel Midos. You're not done from a Kal V'chomer. Those midos were only given to Darsh and Torah Shebichsav. Something's not written in Torah Shebichsav. It's Halacha L'mosh Misina. It's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh wasn't given to Darshan, right, things that have no Makor in Torah Shebichsav, to Darshan with these midos. The Tumas HaTahom, Shehutra, B'Nozer, Vosa Pesach, Heichoksi, okay, wait a minute, okay, now, Elam Arava Yolith mi Moado Moado mi Pesach. We learn it from either Gzeres Shoveh, Moado Moado from Pesach. Korban HaTomer also says the Moado, and therefore it's what's it called, Tumas HaTahom applies to it also, not from the Kal V'chomer. That was good according to the Man D'Omer who says, those Rishonim who say that you can learn every other Nida from a Halacha L'mosh Misinai, just not a Kal V'chomer. So if it's Gzeres Shoveh, it's okay. But according to Rashi, who says you not don't learn any of the Yud Gimel Midos from Halacha L'mosh Misinai. So what's the difference of a Gzeres Shoveh or Kal V'chomer? So they say that it's not over here. It's not really a Gzeres Shoveh. It's a Gilui Milsa, right? Since the whole heter of Tuma Dechuya B'Tzivur or whatever is because of Moado, so Korban Tomer is the same din as Korban Pesach. It's not that we're learning the din from here. It's a Gilui Milsa. Anything that's been Moado where Tuma Dechuya, Tuma Satahom also applies. Okay. Others say that wherever you can learn the halach of Moado, we do learn halachas, not just the halacha L'mosh Misinai. We learn other halachas from this Gzeres Shoveh, from Torah Shebichsav. So wherever you can learn other halachas of Torah Shebichsav, you can also learn the Torah Shebal Peh, where the limud only comes to tell you something about halacha L'mosh Misinai, there it can't be. But if it comes to tell you both halachas of Torah Shebichsav and something to do with halacha L'mosh Misinai, that's okay. So now the Gemara says, the Tumas HaTahom Gufa Hechaksiva. So this Gemara, what's the Korashi says, really came before the Gemara we just learned. Because the Gemara we just learned said that Tumas HaTahom is halacha L'mosh Misinai. Here the Gemara is asking, where is it written? It's not written anywhere. It's halacha L'mosh Misinai. But the Gemara didn't know that. The Gemara before's Maskana was according to this Gemara's Maskana, and they're just not in the right order. Okay, so we see that not everything in the Gemara was put in the order that they discussed it. They discussed this at one point, they discussed this at one point, and they were not in the right order of time-wise, but the Gemara wanted to tell us this discussion before it told us this discussion. Now it's going back parentheses. How do we know that Torah, that Tumas HaTahom is only Halacha L'mosh Misinai and not written in the Torah? Rashi, Tumas HaTahom, Shehutra B'Nozer V'Olsa Pesach, Hecha K'siva, V'Hach Boi B'Nedrisho Mikmi Ho Boi Rav Yosef. This Shaila was asked before they asked the Shaila of Rav Yosef. U'B'Shnei D'Rav Yosef K'var Ifshito Hach Maskana, and the time of Rav Yosef, they already came to the conclusion that they're going to come to at the end of what we're doing now, that it's only Halacha L'mosh Misinai. The Tumas HaTahom Gemara Gemirala. It's Halacha L'mosh Misinai. Mishumachi Parchina Le'el Umi Dainin Kal V'chomer Halacha. That's why the Gemara took on Dover Pashit that Tumas HaTahom is Halacha L'mosh Misinai, and you can't learn a Kal V'chomer from it. To it. But this sugya here discussed whether it's Halacha L'mosh Misinai or not. Okay. The Tumas HaTahom Gufa Hechaksiva. Where's the Makor? Where's the Pashit that tells me the din of Tumas HaTahom? Omra Belazar, Omra Krav, the Chiyamus Meis Alav. By Nazar it says, the Chiyamus Meis Alav. It doesn't say Chiyamus Meis, but Meis Alav. The Mechuveris Alav. Has to be something clear that he knows about. But if it's something no one knows about, we'll see in 1 second, then what's it called, the Tumas HaTahom, Suffolk Tuma that no one knew about is what's it called, is he's not Megaleach. The Tuma Satahom is Mutter. Ashkech on Nazir, also Pesach min Olin, so I know that Yin of Tuma Satahom by Nazir. How about also Pesach? Omer Yogram Akra, but Derech Rechoko Lachem, the Mechuveris Lachem. Rashib Mechuveris Allah, Shetei Brurelo. It has to be a Vadai Tuma in order for him to start his Nasiris again. Lachem, Tomei Lenefesh, or Bederech Rechoko Lachem. V'hai Lachem, koi nomi atomi. Says Tomei Lenefesh, O Derech Rechoko, Kama Lachem. Lachem goes back on both of them. The Tuma has to be Lachem. Ripshim and Lachish Omar, Kederech. Not we compare Tuma to Derech. Ma Derech Begoli, a Tuma Nomi Begoli. Just like Derech is something that everybody can see, the Tuma has to be something that's clear, that everybody knows about. But if not, then it's not, what's it called, it's mutter by Korban Pesach. Okay, Rashi ki derech, tomi lenefesh, tomi the derech rechokahi. Okay, Mesle. Now the Gemara asks, l'chor, according to any of these psukim, we're not going to learn the halachas of Tumas HaTahom. It doesn't fit with what the halachas of Tumas HaTahom are. Mesle, zeo Tumas HaTahom, kol shelo hikir bo echo b'sof ha'olam. No one ever knew about this Tumah. Okay, no one ever was makir that there was Tumah there to begin with. Only later did we find out. But at the time the guy was Matame, nobody knew about it. Hikir bo'echo b'sof ha'olam, enza Tumah satahom. If anybody ever knew about this Tumah, right, then it doesn't have the halachas of Tumah satahom, and has the regular halachas of Tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. And if it's not b'tzibur, then the carbon's tamei, apostle. Shmuel says, "Rabbi Lazar, Dabar Mechuveris Olav Adi Yadahu." Right, the Chora. Not everybody. What's it called? As long as what's it called, he didn't know. Even if other people knew, right? It's talking about Olav, so it should be Tumas HaTahom. What do we care if other people knew or not? Rabbi Yochan, Dabar Lachem Mechuveris Lachem Adi Yadi Beitrei. Right, as long as two people didn't know about it, right, should be okay, because Lachem it says. So if nobody knew but two people knew, that should be also okay. Up to two people. One person can know. So it doesn't have to be something that nobody knows about. Rav Shimon Lachish Domer Kederech Adiyadi Kulei Alma. Right? It has to be that nobody knows about it. Not, it has to be until everybody doesn't know about it. Just like a Derech. Everybody knows a Derech. So if it's not like Derech and somebody doesn't know, it all should be Tumas HaTahom. Not that nobody knows. All of these are only asmachtas. The real halach, of Tumas HaTahom is only halach l'mosh m'sinai. Rashi, ezehu Tumas HaTahom, shehutra l'nozik olsa Pesach. Okay, no, that's right. So now, according to the end of this sugya, that Tumas HaTahom is not a pasuk, it's only halach l'mosh m'sinai, the Gemara reached its conclusion in the previous sugya, that since it's halacha moshe sinai, you can't learn it from a kavachomer, you have to learn it from the mo'ado. Omar mar baravashi, lo shonu ele shenodo lo la'achar zrika, tichi is dorek dam, shapri is dorek. The halacha of Tumas HaTahom is only if the guy found out after zrika sadam that he was tamei b'Tumas HaTahom. When the zrika sadam occurred, he didn't know. The chi is darik dam, shaper is darik. When you were zorik the dam, there was no shaila. Avol noda lo lifnei zrika lo marza. But if he knew before the zrika that he had become tamei b'tumas HaTahom, then the carbon's possible. Meisvei hamotzi meis retzi rashi lo shonu the tzitz maratz al tumas HaTahom b'nozer osa pesach. Okay, unless it was only found out after the zrika, but not before the zrika. Meisvei. Hamotzi mace mushk of the rach moshel derech. You find a mace lying to the width of the derech, so you couldn't walk over that derech without going over this mace. No shaila that you were, if you walked on this derech, you went over this mace. L'truma tamei, so for truma he's tamei. If he found out about it afterwards, right, he's tamei because he vada, he walked over this mace. L'nozer vos pesach tor. But for Nazir Nosa Pesach, right, he's tar. Why? Because it was Tumas HaTahom. We're talking about a mace that they found out afterwards was there, but nobody knew about it before. So therefore, when he went over it, he was what's it called? He was Tumas HaTahom, and then he made Korban Pesach, his Pesach is kosher. Or a Nazir doesn't become what's it called, isn't Sosa. The Chol Tomei V'Tar Lahabohu. Here it means he's Tar Lahabohu. He's not making Korban Pesach right then. He's not in the Azara. He's on his way to make Korban Pesach. And if he became Tomei, the Tumas HaTahom, he's Tar and he can make Korban Pesach. So you see that even if the Tumas HaTahom took place, or he knew about it before the Zrika, it's still okay. Because here it's way before the Zrika, it's before the carbon was ever made. Right? It's a Suffolk Tumma when it happened. Later on we find out, right? It was, in other words, whatever. What?
What was the Suffolk?
When he went over the thing?
Yeah, yeah. No reason to be Mr.
Buck. That?
That it was a suffix also
there.
That's how the
Gra learns.
Where's
this Gra?
The
Gra Mishnah,
the Rashi Mishnah.
Ah, that's what's it called. But that's not this Braisa.
This is the
Braisa Yisrael Mishnah. No, this Braisa. But here it says Betheirish Lachorah. Tulsa says with Irish that it's talking where it's impossible that you weren't Tame, but you didn't know about it. Dafka talking here was Vade Tame. Except you didn't know about it at the time. It could be, I would say, I'm not sure, but it could be that there's two kinds of Tumas HaTahom. One Tumas HaTahom is Sotik Tuma. Right? The other one is, even if it's Tuma Vadai, but something that nobody knew about until after it happened, that's also Tumas HaTahom. So the only problem is, in the Gemara before, could have said that it's talking about the other Tumas HaTahom, right, that people do know about. It doesn't have to be that nobody knows about it if it was a Sotik Tuma. Yeah, but there also, it's talking where what's it called, where it's a suffix, and the suffix wasn't mavur. In other words, because it's a suffix tumor, it could be a tumor nobody knows about in two ways. One way is you vadai were tame to that tumor, but nobody knew about it to begin with. So with the time you did it, nobody knew that the person was coming tame. Or it's something, a tumor that people knew about, but because it's the way that you became tame, maybe you weren't tame, nobody knows about, because it's only a suffix. Right, so it can either be that the people don't know about it because it's a suffix be'etzim, or people don't know about it because they didn't know about the tumor. Both of them are what people don't know. One, people don't know because of the ma'isa, and one, people don't know because of the makor ha'tumor. That's from some of the what it's talking about.
The Gra Kufa says not like that. The Gra Kufa says, by if you don't know what the, if you know that it's vade tumor, that the tzitzis is not maratza on that. That was the Gra and Rashi. His proof was that that is for sure. That's, he changed the Rashi. The Tumas Tahom was only the Dafka Bayi, whereas the Suffolk Tuma itself, the Tumas Tahom itself was a.
Let's see, we'll see. We'll go through the Sugi, we'll see. Okay. Okay. So, what does say? Isaiah Tumas Tahom. Kol Shlo Hikar Bo Echa B'Sof Olam. We should have a second. Okay. A mace. Hamotzi mace Mushka V'Rach Boshal Derech. So, if you have a mace, you found out after the person went over that derech, you found out that there was a mace that went from one end of the derech to the other, right, across the width. So, by Tumah, he's talking. It's not a Suffolk Tumah. It's Vare Tumah. The Nazir also Pesach Tor. But Nazir and Pesach also Pesach is Tor. Because it's a tumah that nobody knew about. It's talking where nobody knew about that tumah until they discovered it after the guy went over. The Chol Tomei Vitor Lahabohu. Eliyat Marhochi Yitma. Omer Mar Baravashi Lotema Nodolo Vachar Zeriko Hudamaratzi Avom Nodolo Vnei Zeriko Lo Maratza Elafilu Nodolo Vnei Zeriko Maratza. Yenachanami, even if he knew before. And he was Zorik the Dan after. Still, he's what's it called? It's Miratza because of Tumas HaTahom. Rashi. Mushka V'Rach Boshul Derech V'Hu Avar Sham V'I Ekshe Shalom Noga Sham O'Hesed O'Ed. It's impossible that if he went over that Derech that he didn't come in contact with the mace. L'Truma Lecho B'Truma Tomei T'lo Hutra Bo Tumas HaTahom. By Truma there's no halach of Tumas HaTahom and the Mafrei is Tomei. V'Hilo L'Arko Shul Derech Afilu Tumas HaTahom Enka. But if the mace is what's parallel to the derech, right? What? No. If he's parallel, if he's la'orko shel derech, right? Then there's not even tumas truma, because it's suffic. Maybe he walked in the place where the mace wasn't. If the mace is going parallel to the derech, then there's a place on the derech where the mace isn't. So then it's suffic tumah b'shus harabim. Okay, but if the mace is perpendicular to the derech, then he fills up the whole derech, then it's vadei tumah. Okay, so it's clear from here that even vadei tumah by tumas hatahom, right? If you didn't know about it, nobody knew about it at the time. That's what's it called? That's still mutter. Mm-hmm. And you come and smaratza. What?
Maybe that's the subject. How does anybody know if anybody ever knew? Did that be the subject?
No, because now the people know. I mean, that's a Suffolk Tumas HaTahom. That's not the Suffolk that can make it Tumas HaTahom. That's Suffolk Tumas HaTahom. It's a different thing. Okay, Gufa. Hamotzi Meis Mushkov V'Rach Boshal Derech. All right, now we're going to go back and discuss this case. If you found a mace, after somebody walked through the Derech, you found a mace there. Okay? And he's perpendicular to the Derech. He's across the width of the Derech. L'Truma Tomei L'Nazir Vos HaPesach Tor. That's only if there's no way of going over that derech without coming in contact with the mace. If there's some way that he could have gone over that derech, right? The mace doesn't take up the whole width of the derech. There's a way that you could have gone and not become tamei. Then even the truma you're tor because suffik tumah b'shus harabim. The med varim amurim shematzo sholei. That's if you found the mace completely whole. Avo meshubar meforak tohar. Shema ben aprokim over. But if the mace is cut into big pieces, right, it's not one piece that goes across the thing, then there's spaces between the pieces. So maybe you walk between the pieces. And you weren't tummy. Therefore, it's suffik tumah b'shus harabim, and you're tar, even by truma. Uva kever afilo meshubar meforak tummy. But if he's in a kever, then the kever is merasim v'neshar kever mitzarfo. The kever becomes one piece of tumah, and the tumah goes from the whole kever. So if you have a kever which has a poseach tefach on the top, then the whole area fills with tumah, and the mele doesn't help the fact that he's, dismembered. It's what's it called, the tumah is basically over the whole arum, the whole kever. That's only if you're walking. I will tone or rachuv tummy, but if you're riding, it's impossible to go through the pieces if you're riding. There you probably were mahil on part of the body, even if there's no kever. Lefisha mahalik baraglav etzer shlo yiga v'lo yehel. I will tone or rachuv etzer shlo yiga v'lo yehel. Right there, it's vare tummy. So by truma, it'll be tummy, but by pesach and nazir, it'd still be tumas atahom. Bamed Dvarim Amorim B'tumah Satahom. That's only tumah that nobody knew. Ava B'tumah Yedua Tomei. But if it will be tumah that people didn't know about, except you didn't know about it when you went over it, that's not tumah Satahom. The Ezehu he tumah Satahom, Koshlo Hikrba, Echad B'Sof HaOlam. No one ever knew that tumah was there. Ava Hikrba, Echad B'Sof HaOlam, if somebody knew about it, Ainza Tumah Satahom. Matsu Tomlinson, now how do you know if somebody knew or not? So the Gemara gives you Simonim. Matsu Tomlin betevin ba'offer vitzroros or is it tumasatom? You found this mace in straw or covered by earth or rocks. It's possible he died there and what's it called? And he got covered over. Nobody buried him on purpose. The mayim, and nobody ever saw it. And also that nobody ever saw it because it's covered up completely. The mayim ba'afila. Benekika aslayim, aims at tumasatahom. But if he's covered up with water, or athela, or because I guess, I don't know what this athela is. It's darkness. It's just, you couldn't see it because it was dark. Right? Or, what's it called? He's in the holes in the rocks. Then he's visible. Let's look from the side. Right? Look through the water. Right? Wait till it's light. Right, it's in a dark place, but if you put on a flashlight, you'll see him. So then, it's mustabra that somebody saw him already.
Could be someone who died an hour ago.
What? Could be, but here it's mustabra that what's it called that it's possible that somebody saw him. So now it's already suffic too much at the home mustabra. That doesn't help.
The Gemara has a possibility, a caver.
Yeah.
A caver, somebody knew.
As Tosa says, Takasha. Right. In Tomer hechi shaychi too much at the home bekever. He fell into the somebody had dug a kever, he fell into it and died. The low amru tumas atom elamais bilvat, and the tumas atom only applies to tumas neis. It doesn't apply to tumas sheretz or ziva or any other tumah. Rashi. The truma lecho betruma tomei lahutra bo tumas atahom. Ilu the orko shel derech afilu tumas atahom ain't come. It's on the if he's parallel to the derech, then it's possible that he didn't come over it altogether. So it's suffik tumah v'shusarabim even by truma's tar. Shein lo mokum laver shemagzik u'mamali is kol rochav haderech. The mace fills up the entire width of the derech. So if you walked on that derech, you've already walked over the mace. Afal gav the tumas vadahi. Even though he shaited the over alei tumas atom, have they? Since when he walked over it, nobody knew about it. Only later on do we find out. Shelo hayeshum adam yodosham, af azel lo noda ad she nishchetu karbanosot. Same thing over here. This guy didn't know until after the karbanos were nishchet. Halach lamosh misinai he shezorkim olav esadamim. Even though all the karbanos were shechted and they haven't been zorik the dam yet, still you're allowed to be zorik the dam. But if he knew before the Shechita, then he can't shech the carbon for him. It had to be that he found out that he walked over this tumah after the Shechita took place. That's what Rashi says. Ava yeshu mokum laver afa tumah tar. Ava yisof the tumah shesarav mesfekel tar. Vamed vorem amurim dechim malias kol aderech tomei shakever mitzartho. Shekol akever metamei ba'ohel. Vafilu reikon shebo. Dechsiv o ba'kever. A kever, right, even the empty part is metamei ba'ohel. Because it's considered like the mace fills up, the tumah fills up the whole cavity of the aron, of the kevin. V'amed v'arim amurim d'mishubar m'forik tohar. Rashi learns that when do we say that you're tohar if the guy's broken up? That's if you're walking. But if you're riding, even if there's spaces between, you're not going to be able to be mechavin to go dafka through the space. It's impossible. That you weren't mile with the horse or whatever over a part of the mace. Taun, Masri, Al Korcho, Holich, Novinod, the kind of account. If you're carrying something, you don't walk straight, a straight line. You stagger. So then, for sure, you were ma'al in some part of this mace. So ma'al al Snodav. But Medvar, Mawr, and Dinazroso Pesotor, that's only where nobody knew about the tumor. Of the tumor, Yahitu, Washi Yadu, Sha'adam Nikper, somebody knew that somebody was Nikper there, but you didn't know. Then it's not tumas atahom. Tum and bar for betevin of its roros tuma mechusam ikolavim hizu. That's where it's covered up completely. It's possible nobody ever knew about it. Shema gal avonim o offer o tevin nafalav. Maybe the guy was buried under this thing. He got a what's it called a a landslide, right, that came over him. Nobody knew about it. The tumah is not covered up completely. People could see it. If you get close enough, or you look at the right angle, or you put a flashlight on, you'll be able to see it. That nobody, it's possible that nobody ever saw it. But if it's possible people saw it, then it's not tumah satom already. The lo amru de hutra tumas atahom ela b'meis bilvad. Okay, and now it's, this sugi is clear that it's even by vare tuma, not only by sofik. Could be that, again, there's two different possibilities. One is that it's sofik, and that's why it's, nobody knew about it because it was sofik. Yeah, the Gra doesn't say it has to be sofik tuma, it has to be kever atahom. No, it doesn't say that. No, kever atahom is something nobody knew about. Where do you know that? Kever atahom is kever that nobody knew about. If they told them there was a kever that people knew about, but you didn't know about it, then even if they made the korbanos already, it's tummy. You're not afraid.
So what's the difference?
Kever atahom is they told him that there was a kever atahom. There was something nobody ever knew about, and we just discovered it. Then what's it called? B'di'evet. It's okay. It's
just an answer.
What? Even though he's Vare Tomei. But he became Vare Tomei with Kevrat Tahom. That's the halacha Moshe Sinai.